Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 13 of James chapter 5. Is anyone among you suffering? Then he must pray. Is anyone cheerful? He is to sing praises. Is anyone among you sick? Then he must call for the elders of the church, and they are to pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will restore the one who is sick, and the Lord will raise him up, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him. Therefore, confess your sins to one another, and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. A prayer of a righteous person, when it is brought about, can accomplish much. Elijah was a man with a nature like ours, and he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain on the earth for 3 years and 6 months. Then he prayed again, and the sky poured rain, and the earth produced its fruit. My brothers and sisters, if anyone among you strays from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that the one who has turned a sinner from the error of his way will save his soul from death and cover a multitude of sins.
When was the last time you cried out to God about something other than personal issues? Sometimes we're so engrossed in our own life that we fail to see the crises others face. Whether circumstances involve total strangers or hit close to home, it may feel as if such matters are too big for one person's prayer to make a difference. Well, don't believe it. James chapter 5 assures us that the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. In order to accomplish his will in Israel, the Lord used Elijah's prayers in a mighty way, even though the prophet was just a human being like us. Almighty God is able to heal, bring peace, and change circumstances, and he's chosen to let his children participate in the process through prayer. He instructs those of us who are believers to talk with him about everything, and promises to hear and answer our requests that align with his will. You can have an impact on the lives of others when you intercede on their behalf. So let the news of a tragedy or problem, regardless of whether it directly affects you, become a catalyst to talk to God.